It consists of, flour and the meat that cooks off the ball, and it's turned to a brown liquid or something like that.
Yeah.
But your hot sauces, like, they have different ingredients,
Okay. What would you call food that you eat between meals? You say you're going to have a
snack.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And talking about the word eat, you say you eat something now. Yesterday you
ate.
And you have.
Okay,
a little help in there. What about if you get real hot in the summer and you get thirsty, you probably come in the kitchen and get yourself a
glass of water.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard of any particular type of glass called anything other than just a glass?
A jug, a jar.
Okay. Jar. And let's say if you accidentally knock that glass off the table, it probably hit the floor and
break.
Mm-hmm. Talking about the word break, it breaks now. Yesterday it
broke.
And it has
broken.
Well, what about if somebody asks you how much water you drink, you say I
drink
a lot.
A lot as well.
You drank today, yesterday you
drink.
And you have
drinking.
Okay. What about if you have some company who come over to eat and they're just standing around the table and you don't want them to stand, you might say, well, go ahead and
sit.
Okay. And talking about that word sit, you say somebody sits now, yesterday he
sit.
And he has
sitting.
Okay. What about if somebody is there at the dinner table and the food's being passed and you don't want him to have to wait until it's passed to him, you might say, well, why don't you just go ahead and
pass.
Okay, or maybe help yourself or something
help
like
yourself.
That.
Help yourself.
Okay. And talking about that word help, he helps himself now. Yesterday he
helped.
And he has
helping.
Okay. Well, what about, let's say, if you decide not to eat something, if I offer you something and you don't want it, you might say, well, I
wouldn't, you know, care to have it.
Okay. What about if food has been cooked and served a second time, you say it's been what?
It's cooked twice.
Okay. Or maybe this
leftover.
Leftover. Okay. And talking about eating things, you say you put the food in your mouth and you begin to
chew
it. Okay. Have you ever heard of taking cornmeal and boiling it with salt and water and eating it that way? What would something like that be called? It's out there.
I haven't heard of that.
Would you call something like that mush?
I never, seen that. So I wouldn't know what to.
Talking about with a typical meal, you probably have some type of meat and two or three
vegetables. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does it make any difference what you call vegetables, depending on whether you raised them at home or bought them at the store?
No, I guess it's still the same.
Still vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
So you hear some people talk about homegrown vegetables.
Homegrown. Yeah, well, you can have homegrown vegetables. That's right.
Do some people call homegrown vegetables fresh vegetables?
Fresh vegetables. I was about to say that.
Okay.
Fresh.
And a little place near your house where you grow vegetables, you call that your
garden.
Garden. Okay. And this is a food that you have here in the South, in particular. You eat for breakfast. You might have eggs and bacon and sausage and this white stuff that you make out of.
White stuff,
you put butter in it and salt it.
Oh, grits.
Yeah. What about if you've got the whole kernels after you leach the cover off, you call that what? It's something like grits, but it comes in the whole kernel?
Whole wheat.
Is that the same thing as hominy?
Oh, no, hominy. Hominy, it comes in it. It's round.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, hominy's round. I think you said something close to that. Wheat is just like grits,
Right. All right, and with your meat, you'd probably have either potatoes or what? Some other starchy food you could put gravy on it.
Rice,
okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call, have you heard people call this type of alcoholic beverage that they make themselves, don't pay tax on it? Might make it out in the woods somewhere in a still.
Moonshine.
You ever heard that called anything else?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Stump juice.
Stump juice? Mm-hmm. Anything besides that?
Let me see. Scrap iron.
What was that again?
Scrap iron.
Mm-hmm. What about if it's not so, if it hasn't been distilled, you know, in other words, if it's not so high powered, would you still call it white lightning or something like that?
But I wouldn't know.
Can you make just beer or wine, you know, something that's not as powerful as what we were talking about?
What, I'm talking about, would that be powerful?